Want to talk to us about the advantage of the born again believer in Christ Jesus. And those that are born again in Christ Jesus in this dispensation, they are called Christians. So if you want to reword it, the advantage of the Christian in Christ Jesus. I'm glad about that. We attended the funeral services yesterday for Bishop James Trust Sr.'s daughter. And of course, her pastor preached from the 28th verse of the 8th chapter of Romans. Of course, I will include a little of that verse, but the majority of my message will be coming from the rest of the verses of the 8th chapter. If you're a born again believer in Christ Jesus, no matter how things look, or no matter how things seem to be working against you, or not in your favor, you're blessed. You have an advantage over every lost person that's not in Christ Jesus. I'm not preaching on religion. Religion can be many things that people hold sacred or believe to themselves. I'm preaching to a people that has become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And the Bible makes it plain, if any man be in Christ, he is, that means presently, right now, a new creature. And one of the things that makes him a new creature, old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Now, we're not just talking about how you look outside. I want us to get the right flavor of this. Because, you know, a long time ago, we get happy with saying things, and there's a spiritual side of it, and I know that. And when they talk about it became anew, I looked at my hands, and they were new. I looked at my feet, and they was too. But when I got saved, I got the same size shoe I got. My hands are the same outside. Isn't it right? All the scars I had, they're still there. So it goes beyond what we can see physically. Isn't it right? There's something that took place on the inside of that person that received the Lord Jesus Christ in his heart and in his spirit. A new person, not a botched up sinner, but a new person in Christ Jesus. We became something that we were not before. Isn't that right? How many of you can identify with that? And in order for us to be new, old things had to pass away. We're going to talk about some of those things that passed away. Our message will be coming from the 8th chapter of Romans. And the subject will be the advantage of a Christian. When I speak of a Christian, now I'm speaking of a born-again believer in Christ Jesus. A person who is put into Christ by the Spirit of God. A person that received new life. Being born again of the Spirit of God. I'm talking about that kind of person. I don't want us to get religion mixed up with what I'm talking about. Because there are many different religions. Isn't that right? When I say the advantage of a Christian, I'm talking about the things that a Christian have that a lost person don't have. Place that a born again believers is going where a person that lost will never go. I want us to understand the flavor of this message. The young man that preached yesterday, I'm not using his subject, but his subject was to Bishop Truss' family and the daughter that passed away. His subject was, he looked at all the suffering that she had gone through and he said, something good has got to come from this. That was his subject. And because she was a born again believer in Christ Jesus, he said, something good got to come from this. That was his subject. That's not my subject, but I agree with him. If you're a born again believer, things are going to work out for your good. And if we would look at the verse prior to that, and it says in the 27th verse, and he searches the heart, knowing what is in the mind of the spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That's one advantage that every born again believer have over a lost person. The Holy Ghost that live in him maketh intercession for him according to the will of God. So the will of God is going on in your life, whether you realize it or not. That's an advantage. Isn't that right? You don't always hear what the Spirit is praying for you for, but he keeps you in line with the will of God. He maketh intercession. He searches the heart, knowing what is in the mind of the Spirit. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. While you're asleep, the presence of God is going on in your life, making intercession for you. Isn't that right? Praying for you. Speaking on your behalf. Isn't that right? Even when you don't know how to pray. It said we don't know what we ought to pray as we ought, but the Holy Ghost inside of every born again believer maketh intercession for you according to the will of God. In other words, he is steering your life in the will of God. Isn't that right? Now, the only people that have the Spirit of God living in them is the born again believer in this dispensation. Now, if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. I'm talking about a specific type a person, not just a religious person. I want us to understand that. I'm talking about a person that has been put in the family of God by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost, that is joined to Christ, one flesh with him and one spirit with him eternally. I'm talking about a person that Christ is, so are we in this present world. And that's why we're called, we're Christ-like. Now, you may not look like him, but in the spirit realm, in the family of God, you have been made like Christ. How many of you are glad about that? That's the advantage you have that every born again, unborn person in Christ don't have, out of Christ don't have. So I don't want you to think that we all are the same, we all going to the same place. No, we are not all going to the same place. We are not all the same in the eyes of God now. And we can know some things. You see, God has fixed it so you can know. You don't have to wait until this life is over to know where you're going. Or to know what's going to happen to you. Isn't that right? See, we can rejoice now because we have knowledge of God about our future. We can know our future because there's advantage of being a Christian. And it says here now in the 28th verse, and we know. Let's see, we know. Yeah. And it's going to explain how we know and what happened to us because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. How many of you know when Christ died on Calvary, he purchased some things for you. He fixed your future when you accepted him. I'm talking about forever now. I'm not talking about somebody standing on a banana peeling in the rain and it might slip. I'm talking about the hope that is the anchor of the born-again believer. Isn't that right? If you're saved, you ought to be happy. I didn't say you had to lack everything going on around you. I didn't say you had to lack everything that happened to you. But when we look ahead, tell somebody, say, my destiny is fixed eternally in Christ. Of all the praise, I got some help over here. Say that again. Of all of the praise. Isn't that right? I don't have nothing to look sad for. Now, some things hurt. Some things we go through we don't lack. But that don't change your future. Your future has been fixed when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's done for us on Calvary. God was able to give us the grace of God and account us worthy because of Christ Jesus. Of course, people don't preach Jesus much anymore now. But in the New Testament, they had to preach him. Isn't that right? They preached his name. They preached the Lord Jesus Christ. They preached him as being the Savior of the world. Isn't that right? And that's true. And it said, and we know that all things work together for good to them. Let's say to them. Now, I didn't say it felt good, but to them. That what? That love God. If you love God, listen, God got your future fixed. Isn't that right? You love him? Isn't that right? If any man love me, Jesus, he'll be loved of my Father. Isn't that right? God love us because we love Jesus and he loved us first. And how many of you love the Lord? And then listen, if you love the Lord, don't worry about what's happening. It's going to work out already. God has already worked it out. Isn't that right? We call that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in what he said. Faith in what he has already done. We used to sing a song, I don't worry, I don't fret, for the Lord has never failed me yet. We used to sing, he's already done what he said he was going to do. How many of you know that? And your future's already fixed. He's going to show you here. He's going to show you here. Said, together to them who are called according to his purpose, God's purpose. Tell somebody, say, I'm no accident. My future was fixed in Christ before I was born. Isn't that right? What was missing me getting in Christ? Isn't that right? Yeah. If you did, God had an eternal purpose for you. And if you're in Christ, he's already fixed it. Now let me show you what I'm talking about. Show you what I'm talking about. The 29th verse. For whom he did foreknow. That means before. Before you was ever born. God saw you from day one up until eternity. Yeah. Tell somebody, say, I'm no accident. Now things may not have worked out according to the laws of the land. But I'm like the girl on Color Purpose, but I'm here. Isn't that right? Tell somebody, say, I'm here now. And God knew all about it before I got here. And it said, for whom he did foreknow, that means he knew before time, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. The moment I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, my future was fixed that I was going to be like him. Any of y'all got a camera? You know what happened when you hold the camera up before somebody and snap it? What's on the picture is going to be just like the person in front of it. And I like to use an old Polaroid. Anybody know anything about an old Polaroid camera? Old Polaroid cameras, they were the first self-developing type camera. And you hold it up before somebody and take the picture. But now at first you don't see everything. A little bit at a time, the image begins to appear. And guess what the image is going to look like when it's finished? The person that it took before it was finished. So this is what happened when God saved us. He didn't just save us for now. He saved us for all eternity. And we're going to have a body like in the Christ glorious body. We're being conformed right now to the image of his son. Tell somebody, I said, God is developing me to be like Jesus. Isn't that right? In every way. Isn't that right? Listen, it said to be conformed to the image of his son that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. God has a purpose for this. You see, in the end, the Lord is going to look good. Now, he may not look good in every way now. But when it's all over, that we might be the what? that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. We're going to be like him. That's the advantage of a Christian. We're going to be like him when it's over. How many of you know that? That's what you're going to be like. And we have many, many funerals. Many people are dying, even close to us. But blessed are they that dieth in the Lord. If you die in the Lord, that's a blessing, because God, at last, you're going to be just like him. Isn't that right? You know why? Your destination is fixed in Christ Jesus. Let me show you. Much more whom he did predestinate, to them he also called. And whom he called, to them he also justified. How did he justify us? The Bible says we were justified by the blood of Christ. We were justified when he arose from the dead. Isn't that right? We were justified by his resurrection. Just as sure as Jesus died and rose again, our justification is fixed. Just as sure as his blood was poured out, our destination was fixed. Because we were justified by his blood. You know what that blood did? Paid the price for every sin I ever committed, every sin that ever will be committed. Tell somebody it's paid for. It's hard for some of us to understand that, because we're still trusting in the flesh. And when you see the flesh mess up, we say, well, that's it. No, no, God never saved you according to your flesh. He saved you by his grace. He saved you by his mercy. And he gave you eternal life. It's a free gift based on what the Lord Jesus Christ purchased for you. Tell somebody, he died for me. How many of you know he died for you? Yes, he did. If you were born again believing, you in Christ, he paid it all. Isn't that right? And it said this is what it's going to be like. Now let's look at the stages of it. Back it back down there, brother. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, that means predetermined. Them also that are called, and whom he called, them also he justified, and whom he justified, them shall also be glorified. You know what glorified means? You're going to have a body that is raised from the dead eternally, that's glorified, that can never see death again. Tell somebody, I said, when I got in Christ, death passed. I passed from death unto life. Isn't that right? They may put this in the grave, but can't no grave, we used to sing that, hold my body down. Isn't that right? For the trump of God and sound was going to sound, and the dead in Christ going to be raised incorruptible. And we which are alive, if we still here, we'll be caught up together to meet the Lord in hell. So shall we ever, not just for a little while. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Every Christian got a what? Advantage. You got an advantage. Them he also glorified. It's good as finished. Good as done. What else did it say? Isn't that right? What else did it say? How can all this be? How can we be sure? We can be sure by the love of God. Isn't that right? What shall we say then to these things? Now, I want you to think about it. So you will not see this if you see God as a little puny something. How many of you can see God as being eternal? How many of you can see God as knowing everything? How many of you can see God as never failing? He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Now, if you think something can be against you, if God is for you, you got the wrong God. You haven't perceived the truth about the God that created the heaven and earth, that made us. You haven't perceived the God that is all powerful, knowing all eternal. Your concept is too small if that's the way you see God. Isn't that right? But the God of the Bible, he said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Does it really matter? It don't matter if somebody's against us. If you got God for you, you got life eternal. You got him that's almighty. You got him that's all powerful. You got him that's all might. And all he got to do is bless you and breathe on you, and nothing can work against you. I'm talking about the God that created us. If God be for us, who can be against us? He'd ask the question. Now God will answer that. Let's listen to God's explanation. I know how Satan talks to people. He talked to me too. But the reason I quit believing him, I started believing what God said. Until I started believing what God said, I believed what he said. And he was a liar from the beginning. Don't let Satan lie to you. His power is limited. And I'll show you that. Then it said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered us up for us all, how shall he not with him? We're not talking about outside of Christ. Now we're talking about Christians, that is Christ, that is in Christ. Do you know everything that Jesus purchased for you? You got all that to your account. Look at it. How shall he not with him also freely? Let's say freely. Give us all things. Your salvation is free. God has given you eternal life freely because of Christ. He bore our cross on the tree. Tell somebody, say, the curse has been lifted. How many of you glad about that? Yes, it is. God got me to preach this book like it is, and I'm glad to do it. You don't have to agree with me. I'm agreeing with the book. And you can read it. That's why we got it on the screen. You'd have the opportunity to believe God or not. Isn't that right? Freely he'll give us all things with him. Freely give us all things. Now, God is answering the question why we have the advantage. How many of you know as a Christian you got the advantage over a lost person as far as eternal life is concerned? It says right here, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Tell somebody, say, my debt been paid. Charge means something that need to be certain out. If your debt has been paid, tell somebody, say, I don't owe it anymore. The question was asked, who can lay anything to God's charge to God's elect? It is God that justifies. I remember reading a story about Martin Luther after he was saved and said Satan came to him talking. He believed in the grace of God and said, what about this sin and that sin? He started naming a lot of sins that was a part of Martin Luther before he was saved. And when he got through talking, I thought about myself. Martin Luther looked at Satan and said, I can name some you missed. I can name some of the sins you missed. Isn't that right? People think they know everything about you. You can name some things they don't know about. But thanks be to God who justifies you from all things, who paid for it all. You know, sure, there's some things in our past we know about that maybe we don't want nobody else to know about. But in Christ, I'm a new creature now. All those things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. That's in the past. It exists no more. It's forgotten. Isn't that right? And the Lord is asking the question. It is God that justified. It's God that shed the blood. It is God that paid the price. You're a Christian, you got the advantage. Tell somebody, say, I got the advantage of being a born-again believer in Christ Jesus. How many of you can say that? Don't let Satan keep you awake all night talking about what you used to do and how your old life was. Tell somebody, that's gone now. God has justified me. The word justification means you're pure as if it never happened. It wasn't the pastor that justified you. It was God that justified you. It ain't Ward's temple that justified you. It is God that justified the blood of Jesus. We said it will never lose its power. Isn't that right? Who is he that condemn it? People can bring up a lot of things. It won't hold up. Why? The answer is, who is he that condemn it? It is Christ that died. How many of you know what happened when he died? He died for your sins according to the scripture. All of them. Christ died for me. He died for my sins. God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. When he died with my sins upon him. It is Christ that died. Yea, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Now you got double coverage. You got Christ making intercession, and you got the Spirit of God in you making intercession. You know why he's at the right hand of God? So when Satan bring up something, he just hold his hands out. There's a nail print, there's a feet print in my side. That's paid for. He just hold his hand out. He kind of like my niece, Nito, used to say, she just hold up her hand. That mean it's over, don't want to hear. Isn't that right? Yeah. And the right hand of God who also makes them. Now here come the knockout. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Now what it did not say. I'm going to tell you what it did not say. It did not say I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. It didn't say that. It said who? You know, sometimes we get a little chesty and get a little happy. I shall let nothing separate me from the love of God. It's impossible. The Lord don't know of anything that can separate the born again believer from Christ. Then he names the name, shall tribulation. All of us have gone through tribulation. There's some things that come upon us that's hard to deal with from our fleshly standpoint of life. Isn't that right? And then he said, shall tribulation or distress? Any of y'all ever been stressed out? That's in your flesh. That's not in Christ Jesus. He said, are distressed? Our persecution, our famine, our nakedness, our peril of the sword. Even some of us are going to die. Isn't that right? But that don't separate you from the love of God. That's God's love. That don't stop God from loving you. Sure, you go through some things and fleshly you fail some. But tell somebody, says it's been taken care of. He said this, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Tell somebody, this is the only life we're going to go through hardships. This is the only life we're going to go through disappointments. This is the only life we're going to have a hard time in our bodies. This is the only life we're going to get sick in. Some of y'all act like y'all don't know that. Some of y'all act like this life gonna follow y'all on over and disappoint. For the born again believer, he leaves all this behind. That's the advantage of being a born again believer. That's the advantage of being a Christian. He says here, nay, in all these, we are more than conquerors. We're not just getting by, we're getting by with a big victory. More than conquerors. Not just the skin on a banana peeling. More than conquerors, Mark. Even though you're sleeping, we're more than conquerors. Yes. Even though some of us are in pain, even though some of us are sick, even though some of us are disappointed, but we're more than conquerors. How? Through him that love us. Now, like a good lawyer, he sums it up. A good lawyer don't just lay out his case. He presents the facts, then he sums it up. He said, "For I am persuaded." I'm persuaded by the facts. I'm persuaded what God has presented to us. I'm persuaded by what God said in the book. I'm persuaded what the Holy Ghost written in the book. I'm persuaded what God said in the written word that will never pass away. I'm persuaded. That neither death. Just because you praying and don't get healed in this life. Tell them you have a body God gonna give you. You got the victory. You have a body that'll never get sick. That can never grow old. I'm persuaded that neither death nor life. That's the day, tomorrow, the next day. Nor angels, whether they're in heaven or Satan's angels. Isn't that right? Now principalities, that's what we wrestle against. Isn't that right? You wrestling against principalities. But it's just a thing that's going on now. It won't last always. Tell somebody, I'm glad trouble don't last always. Not principalities, not powers, not things present. That's right now. You don't have to worry about tomorrow slipping up on you or something happening tomorrow God can't handle. Not things to come. I'm persuaded, brother, that Satan can't pull nothing out of hat tomorrow that can outdo what God has done. Not heights, not depths, not any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Where is it? In Christ Jesus. I'm persuaded that the love we have in Christ Jesus, we have advantage over over unbelievers. We have something that they don't have. Isn't that right? Shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. All power is in him. All wisdom is in him. All knowledge is in him. The victory in Jesus. We're just saying, my Savior forever. He brought me. You purchased with his redeeming blood. Let us stand on our feet. You got to talk to yourself. Be your best preacher. Preach the word of God to yourself. Speak the word of God to yourself. Build up yourself on your most holy faith. Talk to God. Say what God said. Satan will come. He's going to try to show you where you might make it or may not. No, when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you pass from death into life. Your future is fixed forever because it's based on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's a free gift. Now, that's what the book says. And I'm persuaded by what God said. How many of you are persuaded by what God said and what Christ has done on Calvary? I want you to know today, if you're a born-again believer in Christ Jesus, you got advantage. You're going to see a lot of things. A lot of things going to happen in life. But the love of God, which passes all understanding, you may not be able to understand it, but it's real. And it exists. And I have to just believe what God said. Why should I believe God? Because the book said he cannot lie. He can't lie. Brother Dennis, he cannot lie. He cannot lie. He cannot lie, brother. What he said, he's able to perform. When he hung his head and died, said, it's finished. Your future is fixed. Your eternal life is fixed. And I don't know how long we'll be here. Some of us may leave early and leave some. Isn't it right? But it's one thing I'm sure. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. You know, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, tell somebody that when it's all over, I'm going to be where Jesus is. And we have to sing the song, over yonder where Jesus is. We don't sing like that much now. We have to get our little step in now. That's good. But the promises of God is what count. And some people try to know more than God. God don't know of anything that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Principalities, powers, distress, none of these things. They're just temporary things that's giving us trouble. But our eternity is fixed in Christ Jesus. He said, I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, we know he went away because that he's at the right hand of God. So that's as sure as he went away, he's coming again. And you know what he's coming back for? To receive you unto myself. That where I am, now you may be also. Tell somebody, say, I'm going home to be with Jesus. And we used to sing a song, won't it be grand? Won't it be grand? I'm going home. Not to the house. Not to a rented house. I'm going home. In my Father's house. Many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Thank God today. Maybe some of you want to get in on this advantage. If you're here today outside of Christ Jesus, if you're not a born-again believer in Christ, if you haven't passed from death unto life, you have the opportunity here today to get in on the advantage of being a born-again believer in Christ Jesus, being a new creature in Christ Jesus, having a new home. He had delivered us from the power of darkness and delivered us over in the power of the kingdom of his dear son. Tell somebody, say, where I used to live, I don't live there now. I'll move. Then God done moved me now. We're going to give you the opportunity, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, in the pardon of your sin, come and get to know him.